Back to Small Business Heroes, brought to you by TELUS on News Talk Radio 580 CFRA.
48, it's James Maduk speaking, and we're back with Small Business Heroes, the radio program. And this particular segment is brought to you by CompuSmart. Trust the technology experts at CompuSmart. You can visit them at the Emerald Plaza, which is 1547 Merivale Road. And I want to talk, actually, we've got Sean Rivers in the studio with us, and every time I have to drive up and down the Queensway, I always see the Krell Building, Secure Space, there's used to be Rebel, all of these signs all over, people shouting from the rooftop. It's hockey season now, and I look along the boards at the 67s game, and all I see are signs, signs, and signs. So we've got Sean Rivers from Promo Graphics, and one little interesting thing, Susan and Sean were just talking at the break here, and Promo Media, and Sean goes, no, that's my competitor. So here's this whole thing of branding. All of the small business got to be very careful about getting something unique about your company and making things happen. So welcome to the studio, Sean.
Hi, James. How are you?
Great, thanks. Now, I want to talk about the signage part of this. We've gone through a little bit of a cycle here where we've got a product, we're doing some marketing, and signs, they're everywhere. So how does signs fit into all this, and what does Promo Graphics do to produce these?
Well, I think that signage has been around for such a long time. In reality, that tells a lot about a business. I think that it's very indicative of what sort of a place that you run or what sort of an image that you're trying to convey. People spend a lot of money on signage, and sometimes the money is well spent, and other times it's not.
Okay, give me an. You don't have to give me an example, but I don't want to get any calls from someone who you give as a bad example. But what are some of the things that people should look out for or look for when they're doing signage?
Well, earlier Steve had talked about the cool factor or bells and whistles, and I think that can happen in design work as well. Is it sometimes the design or the logo, the corporate brand is really. Maybe a little too extensive. The sort of the message needs to be a little simpler. It's great to have good design work for certain print work, brochures, sort of a mission statement or packaging within the company itself. But the signage itself, I don't think sometimes has to be so complicated. The idea really behind a sign is to tell them where you are or who you are. And I think that the biggest thing we try and convey to any clients who are getting ready to spend money is, look, we can make it as complicated as you want, and we can help you with that checkbook. But the reality is we want your message to get across. And that's hugely important. If somebody's going to step up and spend the money to do it right and to have a sign that's going to stay for whatever time the logo or the corporate brand is going to be around, which is typically 5 to 7 years without any kind of changes or jazzing it up or so forth. If they're going to spend good money, we want to make sure it's well spent and that they're satisfied for that amount of period.
Okay, now we had talked earlier, and one of the things that with the hockey season, you're doing the rink ads. Maybe you could just tell us a little bit about what's involved in doing something like that and how you actually got that account. You're a small business. You're 15 or so employees, correct?
Yep.
So how did you got a big account like the 67s or the Lynx? How did that happen, and what did you actually produce for them in terms of signage?
Sure. Well, originally Jeff Hunt had bought the 67s, and I'd known Jeff for some years, and they were looking to really try and cash in on a lot of the rink board advertising. It had become pretty mainstream in the NHL and even in a lot of the minor league teams. And of course, over in Europe, it's been around forever. I mean, they'll advertise on anything that you'll wear or any piece of ice that's available. So they wanted to take this mundane looking white monster, which were the boards at the Civic Center, and I guess turn that into a property that could be sold and that we could then turn around from our end and produce. And in reality, they're just giant stickers. Of course, they're all conducive to the weather, the humidity, and the pucks and sticks, and they have to be changed fairly frequently. But as we had mentioned before, I went on air, that you know, that form of advertising is right there. It's continuous. It's, you know, all the time that the games are on TV or the fans, as you're watching the game go on, it subconsciously becomes part of the action. So I think that's the allure of the rink boards.
Okay. Now, in terms of actually producing those rink boards, we've got a little bit of technology involved here. Perhaps you could explain that and what happens.
Sure. There's a couple of there's probably three different ways to do those rink boards. They can be silk screened, so in reality, it's just a giant, you know, paint job so to speak, which is used in higher numbers. So if you're going to do, you know, 20 or 30 rink boards, all of the same logo, that's probably your most cost beneficial way to do it. The next is vinyl, so that you can overlay different colors, and you don't have to have such a high number for it to be, you know, cost effective. And the last one would be digital imagery, which is, you know, I think we're swaying away from it a little bit now, but in the last couple of years, it was very popular because the most exotic of design could be accomplished through digital imagery quite easily. For our sake, we of course want to keep it simple. I mean, the person sitting across the ice is about 100, 125 feet away.
They're not there with a microscope.
You know, it could look great 10 feet away, but the reality of it is we want the people in the stands and of course people on TV to be able to spot the ad.
Okay. Now, the vinyl one is of interest to me. Is there limits on the sizes of that, or what happens with that?
Well, typically you've got probably about a 33-inch board in terms of height. Now, that varies from rink to rink. So usually you stick with about a 30-inch decal, so to speak, for height, and 8 feet to 10 feet long. Now, one good move that the 67s had implemented this year was to sell a double rink board in the corners. So that would have double the impact. And, of course, being in the corner, you know, there's always face-offs and there's a lot of stoppages of play. So that allowed for almost really double the impact. And in reality, it wasn't any more complicated to make. So, you know, I think effectively speaking, it's got to be at least 30 inches high and 8 feet at least in length, possibly 10 or 12 feet, depending on what spaces they want to fill up.
So you're using that on the rinks. What are some other areas that you use that vinyl kind of signage?
The vinyl signage is pretty typical just about everywhere. I see signs in the studio. A lot of times that's a quick and easy way to get somebody's logo across or some corporate branding or some event in terms of a banner. You can do vinyl pretty quickly. It's pretty effective now. The resistance of them is phenomenal. They're usually 5 to 7 year durability. So, I mean, somebody can spend a little bit of money on a vinyl application, have it look.
Are you going to tell us what a little bit of money is? Should someone be budgeting here?
Well, you could go, typically speaking, if you were looking at square footage, you could probably be about $10 a square foot and do reasonably well if you were able to come up with a design work that made sense and then sort of a substrate to put it on or an application that you would, you know, therefore put it on. So I think that's probably the most cost-effective way. And now there's even new products on the market that you can do vinyl and typically it looks like etch. So you could put it on.
What's etch?
Well, normally people used to spend a lot of money on, you'd see it a lot of times behind reception areas or, you know, an outdoor windows. They'd really have to get them sandblasted to get that etched, you know, logo look. Now they have vinyl that you can apply that looks just like it. So if you reverse it so they can't get at it, they can't tell. And in reality, it gives it that really high-end look. I mean, people pay thousands of dollars for the real thing. You know, we have one at the office, and dare I say, it's exactly that. It's the reverse image with an etch vinyl, and you can't tell the difference.
Okay, so before we end off, if there was, you know, someone's got some signage, maybe it's a new product release, maybe it's just their company that they want to market, what are the three things that they need to know about signage, and what are three suggestions that you can leave people with?
I would say that probably first and foremost, keep it simple. You know, that has to be something that's seen from possibly a distance or just typically if somebody's looking for direction, you want it to be simple. It's got to be concise. So if you want to add a tagline to it or a message, make sure that the message hits home quickly and effectively so that it's not confusing and
We're talking about the unique selling proposition or that phrase or whatever.
Exactly, your catch line. I mean, a lot of people try and actually put their business card up on their signage and, it loses complete impact. So maybe a good tagline that's concise. And thirdly, I think color is important. I really believe that. There are certain colors that are strong. There are certain colors that are catchy. Some thought has to really go behind that as to what image you're trying to convey.
Okay, great. If you just joined us, we've been speaking to Sean Rivers, who's the president of Promographics, not Promo Media. And if people want to find out about your services and about the signage, where would they go, Sean?
We have our website at promographics.com.
Is there any funny spelling on that?
There is. P-H-I-X is the ending. And there they'll be able to take a peek at a little bit of everything. We've got the signage, and of course we mentioned the promotional products.
Is there
and corporate
phone number?
Branding. Yeah, our local phone number is 613-736-1714.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you, James.
Again, what I'll do is tomorrow I'll put up all of the websites and the emails as well of the guests that we've had today. So if you've missed one of them, you didn't have your pen and paper handy and you've missed one, you can certainly go to Small Business Heroes. So we've had a marketing show today. We've gone right through the life cycle, product, marketing, a little bit of signage, and I hope you've enjoyed the show. Again, I just want to remind you, we've got the Small Business Heroes website. And that's www.smallbusinessheroes.com for all the links. And again, you can send some questions in there. And if you are interested in finding out about my new book, 52 Secrets Your Mom Never Told You About Internet Marketing, you can visit www.internetmarketingforsmallbusiness.com. This is James Maduke speaking. We'll see you again next week. You're listening to Small Business Heroes on News Talk Radio 580 CFRA.